From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A crowd estimated into the hundreds of thousands is marching on Washington at this hour on President Donald Trump's first day on the job. The Women's March was organized following the election. Filmmaker Michael Moore is among the speakers addressing the crowd.
So I woke up this morning, picked up the Washington Post, and the headline read, "Trump takes power. New president vows to end American carnage." Mr. Trump, we are here to vow to end the Trump carnage.
Women's marches are taking place in several major U.S. cities with the theme of unifying their voice over concerns about comments Mr. Trump made during the campaign and other civil rights issues. People around the world, including in Britain, are showing solidarity with demonstrators here in the U.S.
I think we can have a big impact. I think it's really important that the women in the U.S. know that we're behind them, that not just in the U.K., but there are marches all over the world. And the really important thing is that women's rights and all the freedoms, the LGBT rights and all the freedoms that we've built up over generations have to be not just retained but expanded. And it looks very much as if Trump's administration will not do that.
Alison Smith is an organizer of the Women's March in London. A spokesman for U.S. President Donald Trump says he will spend part of his first full day in office visiting the Central Intelligence Agency, one of the number of agencies he has been at odds with in the past over claims about Russia election hacking. Trump also accused the CIA of leaking documents containing unsubstantiated compromising information about him, allegedly.